Ryan Villiers is the winner for Hope's 2025 World Class Chainsaw Carving event. It was a beautiful Sunday afternoon, August 17, as a large crowd gathered to see which of the 12 carvers would win this year's competition in Memorial Park. The carvers had been creating a storm of wood shavings since Thursday, as they skillfully shaped their logs into impressive works of art. And, after 4 days of roaring chainsaws, Hope's community in Bloom crowned the winners of the Pro Carver class. Villiers won the biannual competition with his carving of a blue whale pushing a small boat into the air out of its blowhole, with a Sasquatch paddling the boat. Villiers is well known in Hope for his carvings of Sylvester Stallone as Rambo, Brian Dennehy as Sheriff Will Teasel, the Grinch, and the Cookie Monster for Boston Bar Elementary and Secondary School. Based out of Alberta, Villiers first started carving in 2017 after seeing the Timber Kings and Carver Kings shows on television. Since then, he's made a name for himself competing in competitions all over North America and Germany, and being part of different television shows. This includes being a finalist on A Cut Above in 2022, and being on the Jennifer Hudson show twice. He enjoys creating realistic works, whether it be animals or humans, as well as carvings with pop culture and cartoon-inspired themes. This is Villiers' second year winning the chainsaw carving competition in Hope. His previous win was in 2023 for his carving of a mountain lion mother and cub hunting salmon. Second place went to Mark Culp's carving of BC animals, which also won this year's People's Choice Award. Third place went to Chris Foltz's carving of Canadian superhero Wolverine. During the event, the crowd had the chance to bid on the pieces created during the speed carving competition, which took place on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, as well as the main competition's finished entry pieces. During the auction for the large carvings, which took place on Sunday, Culp's piece sold for $5,500, making it this year's most expensive item bid on during the chainsaw event. The second most expensive carving bid on was Villiers' carving, which sold for $4,500. The third most expensive was Bridget Lockhead's carving, which sold for $4,000. Lockhead carved three salmon jumping through the water. In total, $23,000 was raised during the large carving auction. In addition to bidding on the carvings, people were also able to shop at the Chamber Market in the park and buy bannock, hot dogs, burgers, and poutine from the food trucks and vendors. During the competition's closing remarks, Hope Communities in Bloom co-chair Teresa Williams thanked the volunteers, who had been working hard since last Tuesday, August 12, to get the competition ready, and Mayor Victor Smith for his support and for emceeing the event. Smith also acknowledged the carvers and their incredible work this year. When you see the TV shows, they try to have the good guy and bad guy. And there is no good guy or bad guy, Smith said. All the carvers get along. And it's like a brotherhood or sisterhood. And they create amazing art. They will actually help each other get better and better. And it's just amazing. The District of Hope ended up keeping four of the large carving entries, which they planned to place permanently throughout town. The pieces kept were Hope's very own Hannu Ilirusi's carving of two sea turtles, Benji Waratini Hamera's carving of a lynx, Marina Cole's carving of a woman holding the world while being surrounded by a ring of light, and Porter Foltz's carving of a dachshund. Smith said Porter's carving will be placed in front of the Hope Dog Park. Meanwhile, Ilirusi's piece is being considered for the Dan Scharrer's Aquatic Center. Locations for Cole's and Waratini Hamera's works have yet to be decided.